Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation would like to congratulate you on your nomination as President of the CCW. Please be assured of my delegation's full support throughout the meetings. Mr. President, Canada would like to start by reiterating its commitment to universalization of the CCW and its protocols. We urge states who have not yet done so to accede to these instruments, and we'd also like to welcome Malawi as our newest high contracting party to the convention. We believe that the convention's ability to balance security needs and humanitarian concerns make it a key mechanism for international disarmament. We also believe that any work carried out under the auspice of the convention that results in agreed upon framework or recommendations should be intended for universal acceptance. This, of course, applies to the work of the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems. Canada believes that the CCW is an appropriate forum for discussions on laws, and we would like to thank the chair of the GGE for their hard work in chairing the group's meetings this year. We are eager to work towards the adoption of the next mandate. Despite what we see as a proposed rollover mandate, this is acceptable to my delegation, as we believe that we have not yet completed our work in 2022, that is to say, to fully examine the proposals which have been put forward by a number of delegations, including the U.S. proposal, to which Canada is a proud co-signer. On AWIPA, Canada is pleased to sign on to the political declaration and look forward to participating in the events later this week in Dublin, and we thank Ireland for leading this initiative. Mr. President, my delegation strongly supports the inclusion of gender considerations and dimensions across the CCW and its protocols. We encourage states to consider the gendered impacts of conventional weapons covered under this convention and all of its protocols. My delegation welcomes the inclusion and important contributions made by international organizations and civil societies to our discussion. We welcome their views and inputs. The recently published reports on incendiary weapons, along with the side event on blinding laser weapons, are both welcomed by my delegation, as we believe these are areas that could benefit from further discussion within our convention. Finally, despite ongoing financial issues of the convention, we believe that a solution is possible. Let us recall that the financial sustainability of this convention is essential to ensuring the functioning of this international legal instrument and contributing to its objective of protecting the civilian population against effects of hostilities such as the recent and concerning actions by Russia in the invasion of Ukraine. I thank you.